Lumbeki, Disability Information Coordinator at the National Council of and for Persons with Disabilities, and part of the Disability 20 organizing team. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good, Bridget, and how are you? Afternoon to the SAFM listeners as well.
We are good. We are good on our side. Thank you so much for the time. Let's talk a little bit firstly about the role and responsibility of the National Council of and for Persons with Disabilities.
Well, the National Council of and for Persons with Disabilities is a advocacy organization that has been existing for over 8 years now. And our mandate is to promote the inclusion and the participation of persons with disabilities in various aspects of life.
Mm.
So we've got a very clear mandate. Persons with disabilities should be part and parcel of everything that any other individuals wants to do in society.
Mm. And that segues us into, of course, your participating on the fringes of the G20 with the D20. Talk to us about the D20 South Africa's core messaging framework for this gathering.
Yeah, so the Disability Initiative is an initiative that has brought together organizations of persons with disabilities in South Africa, including the NCPD. So we have become a collective, and also individuals who are persons with disabilities, and all people, academics, that have interest on issues around disability. So we have become an initiative within the G20 framework.
Mm.
And our call within the structures of the G20, we want to see inclusion in all aspects of the G20 processes. We want to see full participation of persons with disabilities, but we also wanted to see full representation of persons with disabilities in D20 structures up to the highest decision making roles within the G20. So we've been formulated as a collective within the disability sector space, and this has been inherited from the work that has been done from our previous colleagues in Brazil, who saw the gap that within the G20 structures, the voices of persons with disabilities are being lost in the air if we are unable to organize ourselves and formulate an initiative. So we've taken the baton and elevated the initiative within the South African presidency of the G20 2025.
Mm. And considering, Lubabalo, that this is considered Africa's G20, tabling and, of course, magnifying African issues, I'm wondering if there's also been in that mobilization and organizing of persons with disabilities, has there also been an effort to sort of reach out into communities across the continent as well to ensure that those voices and their needs are also magnified on this global arena?
Very important question, Bridget. We have been a collective of organizations and persons with disabilities in South Africa, but we've also realized exactly what you say, that us hosting as South Africa, we also, this is an agenda of the African continent. So from April until September, we've been having engagement.
Mm.
And our African countries, organizations from various African countries, had been part and parcel of the engagement on inclusive participation within the G20 initiative. So as we are heading, we're actually heading now to the conference, the Disability 20, D20 conference, which will be held on the 15th to, sorry, the 16th Sunday up until Monday in the Indaba Hotel. We've got a participation from various groups of persons with disabilities in South Africa. We have countries from Africa that are coming. We are also having our previous colleagues from Brazil who are coming, and we're also having representation from America, as we will be passing the baton to them to take the initiative forward. So it has not only been an initiative of us as South Africans, but we understood that the G20 agenda is not only the whole the agenda of the host country, but it is a global agenda, and that is the importance of being inclusive of contributors from all around the world, and most importantly, members of the G20 countries and our African countries, of course.
Yeah, and Lubabalo, let's talk a little bit as well about, you know, the strategic vision of the D20 and how that ensures that disability inclusion, for instance, and participation and representation aren't simply symbolic, but they become more systemic and more transformative.
Yeah, so maybe to respond your question, and I think it would be answering exactly what you are asking, and very it's important things to know. In the beginning, which is the beginning of the year when we were preparing for engagement and really structuring our approach and strategically positioning ourselves, how do we maneuver? We had about five objectives, very strategic objectives. And one of the, maybe let me first state one of the objectives, which is we want to see D20 as a formally recognized engagement group, D20, Disability 20. At this point, Disability 20 is not yet a formally recognized engagement group, but it does that does not take away its work's legitimacy. So we are operating with strategically associated and allied ourselves with a powerhouse within civil society that is already formally recognized, and that is C20. So all the work and the policy contributions that we have cultivated from the engagement of disability throughout the year, we have been strategically feeding them within the C20. And that has played out very well. As we are today, from yesterday, we are at the C20 conference, for example, and you can easily pick up the mention and the pride from the C20, how we have effectively contributed to their policies and influenced inclusion within their policies. And I think that has been very, very strategic. But the other objective was to say, we don't want, as you correctly mentioned, Bridget, that we don't want just symbolic things about inclusion, but we want to see real things. And one of the things that we negotiated with the C20, because remember, as a formally recognized engagement group, C20, they are directly contributing to the decisions, highest decisions of the G20 process. So we started saying, for you, as C20, and for us as C20 and D20 initiative, to move from just being symbolic, we want to all you to demonstrate that you can adopt a real leadership of persons with disabilities within your own ethics leadership. So as I speak today, the second deputy chairperson of the civil society 20 is a person or with a disability, and who is from our own disability initiative. And so we've been positioning ourselves very strategic, and we have been participating, and we have been given a platform to be contributing on working groups, you know, on employment, and because we don't want only to have isolated conversations amongst ourselves,
yeah.
Right? We want to be part of the mainstream conversation, if you would put it that way, right?
Yeah.
So we have been contributing in various platforms as persons with disabilities, and I think for even with the G20 social event which is coming, we are part of that, you know. Persons with disabilities.
Yes. Unfortunately, we have to pause it there for this afternoon, my brother. But we appreciate the time with you and wishing you the very best in ways of engagement come the 16th and the 17th at the Indaba Hotel. That was Lubaba Lumbeki, Disability Information Coordinator at the National Council of and for Persons with Disabilities. It's just gone 20 past 1 o'clock. We're going to hit a quick pause here and then we'll come back on the other side and catch up with the living legend himself, Sipho.